SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Jasmine Lopez. Siya ang may akda at illustrator ng Hope for the Unknown at ating pag-uusapan sa araw na ito kung paano nabuo ang natatanging kwentong ito. Magandang araw, Jasmine!
Magandang araw. Kumusta?
So Jasmine, ang librong ito o ang kwentong ito ay nabuo dahil sa isang medyo mabigat na karanasan sa buhay mo. Pero simulan natin ang kwento. Kailan mo na pagdesisyonan na, oo, gusto kong maging isang ina?
Well, I had my first son, yung una kong anak, nung around 27 ako. After a month, yun na buntis na ako.
Tapos, na-realize mo, ay, bitin pala yung isa, so nagdalawa ka.
No, it was a surprise again. So after ng first, yung first lang yung na-plan. So the rest, everything, you know, surprise na. And yun nga, positive. So hindi ko nga alam kung anong react ko noon. But yeah, I was excited again and nervous because, you know, my son was only 1 year, 3 months at that time.
Pero yung pangatlong anak mo, hindi ganun kadali.
Yes, that's my third pregnancy. Son, si Ezra, nung around 20 weeks, siya, nagka-COVID ako. Actually, twice ako nagka-COVID during pregnancy. But the second COVID, na parang nag-start ako nag-bleed and then nagpa-ultrasound and they said everything is normal. And then sobrang, dahil diba, ang laki ng agwa, lalo na low risk ako, didn't have any problem with my other two.
And bata ka
28
pa.
Weeks. Yes. 28 weeks nung next appointment ko na. And then the finlag nung midwife, parang mababa yung BMI mo, I will request an urgent ultrasound. Tapos nga nung sa ultrasound, nalaman nila he wasn't going. He was like 4 weeks delay, 4 weeks behind dun sa growth niya.
Dun sa expected growth nung bata.
Yes. And that day mismo, na-admit din ako emergency sa hospital.
Karoon ka ng premature birth.
Mm-hmm. Which I didn't expect. Nung i-announce sa akin yung, imomonitor ka with yung heartbeat, imomonitor. Tapos, after 2 weeks, kasi hinihintay nila at least mag 30 weeks yung baby para sa medyo safe. Medyo nagiging inconsistent yung heartbeat. So, dinecide na nila yung emergency cesarean. Another different type of experience kasi I had natural birth, normal birth sa dalawa. So, yun, I was really scared kasi it's my first time and obviously I know how, may idea ko kung ano yung gagawin nila. So I was really scared at that time. But when I saw my baby, I was like, just relieved. And first thing they told me, oh yeah, he was breathing by himself. Kasi diba, very, premature. And he was under a kilo, 820 pounds, I think.
So ano yung naalala mong naramdaman mo nung nakita mo siya? Parang kasya lang siya sa dalawang palad mo, hindi ba?
Yes, sobrang liit. But hindi ko man nahawakan kasi they have to put him in the incubator straight away. But all I can think of, he looks like my other son. Yun lang yung naisip ko. Sabi ko, parang niliit mo lang yung isang anak. But and I was relieved and scared at the same time. But little did I know that's just the start of the journey na ng mom with the premature. It, you know, I never thought of those people who were in NICU. Na ganun yung experience.
At nagtagal kayo doon?
Yes, 4 months.
'Di ba, karamihan sa mga ina, sa ating mga ina, pagkapanganak natin, ang expectation masaya. Parang uuwi ka agad sa bahay. So ano yung mga umiikot sa ulo mo nung mga panahong 'yon?
Sobrang dami. I can't even like ang daming worries and lahat na lang iniisip ko, even the future. And if I only would advise myself, sasabihin ko, don't worry about the future kasi hindi mo naman hawak yung future. So you have to take one day at a time. Yun yung nalaman ko talaga during that season because it wasn't easy. I think the hardest part is having two more kids na nasa bahay. And then I have to be in the hospital. My heart is torn na wala ako sa tabi ng dalawa kong kids. And every time I go home, wala na yung isang baby na iwan naman sa hospital. So yun yung, I think, na pinakamahirap as a mom na naiisip ko at that time. He was diagnosed like this rare condition, tracheal stenosis. Pero at that time, na before siya ma-discharge, yung ENT doctor niya, parang kinlear siya, and he even told me like, oh, don't quote me on this, but he might not need another surgery. So mm-hmm. he will, parang okay
so
na
parang
siya.
Okay
and then
na
he
siya.
Kinlear. Yes, and that day kinlear din siyang first time mag-bottle feed kasi laging naka-tube. So yun yung parang talagang very happy days kami. Talagang, hot good news, uuwi na siya. And yun nga, on the day na dapat uuwi na siya, I decided to go home kasi pipick up ko din yung mga kids sa school. Yun, and then unfortunately, around 2 in the morning, 2 a.m., I got a call saying he had a heart attack, cardiac arrest. And obviously, I have so much questions at that time. Pero parang yung, yeah. Totoo pala yun, yung sa movies, parang yung buong mundo mo, parang magugunaw. I can't explain it, but even just the thinking about it right now, I can still feel the pain. It's still so real na by the time we got there, he still doesn't have heartbeat. And inaano pa siya, CPR. And yun yung parang talagang, I can't feel my legs na next thing I know, nasa floor na lang ako kasi I saw how they did it and even the nurses like, you shouldn't be there kasi it's too hard to handle and it's too painful to see your child to go through like that. And I know it's not just me and a lot of moms had experienced the same things kasi, going through this grief, marami na lang makilalang moms who went through the same thing. And it's really hard. It was really hard.
Paano mo pinaliwanag sa dalawa mong nakakatandang anak kung ano yung nangyari?
Well, nung kay Ezra, because they were 6 and 4 at that time, parang mas younger sila. And they know, parang at that night, yung nanasel, parang they had an idea what happened, ganon. And they were questioning. And then sadly, 2 weeks before my son passed away, my mother-in-law passed away as well. So they have an idea of a person going, right? Yun nga, in-explain namin na he'll be in heaven, ganon. And at that time, parang mas, ano sila, Parang, of course, they cried and they wouldn't understand. Pero parang naiintindihan nila yung nangyari. Parang na, okay, we know he got cardiac arrest. I think 2 years later, because children, they go on a grief differently, sa, depende sa age, di ba? Mas madami silang tanong ngayon kasi parang mas naiintindihan nila. Actually, I don't have words to explain and they have so many questions. Yeah, sometimes I just say I don't know.
Minsan yun lang yung sagot, ano?
Yes.
At nitong nakaraan, nagbakasyon kayo, napapanahon na para to create happy memories.
Mm-hmm.
Nagulat ka uli.
Mm-hmm. Yes, laging surprise. Last year we were blessed that we've traveled a lot and yun nga yung most recent namin yung nagpunta kami sa Japan kasi yun yung that time may influenza outbreak. I don't know if you heard yung Meet Your Garden si Barbie na namatay siya sa influenza sa Japan, and pagbalik namin we're all sick and we're paranoid, so dinala ko yung si Amos, yung 6-year-old daughter ko, sa AD, and pati ako kasi umuubo na for 2 weeks at that time. So the doctor advised me to get an x-ray, and then he said, oh, standard procedure lang pag pregnancy test ka, and then surprise, it's positive. And syempre hindi ako makapaniwala, and kasi I had no clue. This time, I had no clue. Scared at the same time kasi yung trauma na parang bumalik. But we were excited and we were hopeful. And yung mga kids ko, sobrang saya nila. As in, hindi nila, di ko ma-explain, sobrang saya nila. But then, yun nga, after
May prayer sila, hindi ba, nakwento mo?
Yes. Every night they would pray, God, please don't let this baby die. Actually, first, yun yung first sinabi ng anak ko nung pares kami nasa hospital and I found out I was pregnant again. And she said, I hope she doesn't die. And that's confronting. And obviously I'm scared and I don't want to show it to them, but they're also scared. You know, alam na nila yung feeling. Alam na nila yung feeling paano mawalan. How it felt to lose someone you really love. Yun. But unfortunately, after a week, we lost the baby too. So one morning, my son said, yung mga pregnancy tracker app kasi tinitingnan namin. And I said, sabi nung son ko, Mommy, let's check the baby. It grew. Kahit weekly lang yun. Pero everyday kina-check niya, parang feeling niya, nakikita niya nag-grow yung baby. Doon ko sinabi, I don't think the baby's gonna make it. And sobrang iyak nila. And ako din umiyak, obviously. And I was grieving. Because I know I felt it, you know, it's different. It's, sobrang yung bleeding ko. And they were asking me, why, Mom, why again? And for the second time, I have to explain it to them. And I have no words. And that's when I wish I could have something that I would read to them na parang gentle words to explain. Kasi yung question nila is, parang, why would God allow this again to happen? We were praying naman, parang ganon. So,
pero yung mga tanong na yun, tinatanong rin natin yung mga matatanda, hindi ba?
Exactly. And I had the same question. I prayed nung sa emergency, you know, and this, don't let this baby die. I had the same prayer. But so I don't have my answers. And then yun ko na realize na I wish I had some resources that I can read through. Suddenly, you know, I was like, I was praying and I was reading my Bible, and I felt that it's probably my story to tell. It's probably why I felt that way, and I did tell my son. It went out of my mouth, pero parang sabi ko sa sarili ko ba, parang hindi naman galing sa akin yun. Parang ano lang, out of nowhere, I told my son, we don't know the answers, and we probably won't have answers. But that's when we actually trust God, because God let us not have all the answers for us to trust Him. And that's what I wanted my children to know, that in this lifetime, we'll probably won't have answers. Sometimes He let things happen, even it hurts us. So that's how I came up with the, you know, it's a rhyming book for children, for, you know, parents to just saying and somehow explaining that, yes, there's more to life, and someday we're going to meet them again. And that's how I wrote Hope for the Unknown.
Kamusta naman kayo ngayon?
We're okay, mostly. That's how grief works, right? It comes in waves. So most days you're okay, and then sometimes it will just, you know, crash into you, and parang. But most days we're okay. And again, I have to remind myself every day, and when I feel that way, that I have to keep trusting God. Hindi lang kasi minsan yan eh, parang you have to make a conscious decision every day to trust God.
Mother's Day.
It's not just Mother's Day, but yes, especially Mother's Day, because you can't help to think about yung mga nawala sa buhay mo. But it's every... No one explained this na, to me as well, yung when you're grieving for someone, every happy moment, like in the travel we had, there's still like a bittersweet na feeling. It's just not, yeah, it's mostly kapag masaya ka. And that's just me again. My kids, whenever we go somewhere like and they're happy, they would mention their brother, and they would say, I wish Ezra's here. I wish na experience niya to, or I think he'll like this, or I think ganito na siya, ganito yung gusto niya, ganito na yung gagawin niya. And I watch my kids go through that stage as well. Kasi minsan parang natatakot ako mag-open, but they're more, you know, they're more direct sa atin, and they're more open. So sila, sasabihin lang nila. And I thought parang hindi ko na lang i-brought up, pero sila pa yung mag-brought up. Yeah, it's hard kasi you, both of you are grieving, and you have your own kind of grief. But sila din, we have to think about na sila, they do want to talk about it. They do want to you to mention their name every day para ma-feel lang nila na they still belong to your family.
Nakatulong ba yung Hope for the Unknown, sa pagbubuo ng Hope for the Unknown sa grieving process mo?
So hindi ako marunong mag freehand drawing, illustrate. I have it on my Instagram, my drawings nung nasa hospital pa si Ezra, because that was like my outlet. Kasi mostly sa baby sila natutulog, but I was there like just waiting for him to wake up. So I thought of, you know, mag-doodle lang, ganon. But really, they're really bad. Pero when he passed away, I felt like I want to write a children's book, but I don't know what it is. And I wasn't ready to talk about my feelings, what I went through. Even like my mom came over, I wasn't really talking to her at that time, because I'm the type of person that ayusin ko muna within me. Like, I'll pick myself together first before I open it to someone, because I don't want to be too emotional. You know, with drawing, it's very therapeutic. It helped me a lot. And putting into words what I felt or yun nga yung my son inspired because he did ask that question, why, and when I was writing it, you know, I felt, yeah, parang may outlet, you know, and parang nalalabas ko yung feelings. But yeah, it helped a lot.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.